Good Puzzle Show. I'm Savannah.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Steven.
So I was having this dream the other day. And hey, so here's the thing. I think there's merits to any one of these arguments. But let's say you had a choice between, and you have to be in their terrain.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm in this dream. And at one point, I'm in a forest. So it's like, I got to get away from a bear.
Okay.
Like, I don't have to fight it.
Okay.
I just have to get away from it, right? And then I'm in the ocean, and then there's just, like, a big shark. Mm-hmm. And I got to get away from that, too, right? Now, or you're in, like, the jungle, and it's a tiger. Now, with those three choices, I'm sitting here, and I've been just weighing this in my head. Like, which scenario do I want to be in?
Yeah.
And honestly, I think it has to be the bear. Like, I think the bear's the easiest choice of that
one.
You know
bear.
What I mean? But yeah. Obviously, but like, is that just my thinking? Because like, am I assuming that the bear's just easier? Because the bear, like a bear is still a bear.
Still mess you up. Yeah.
What kind of bear? What kind of bear?
I'm talking grizzly.
You're not like talking about like a sloth bear. Like, I could jab a sloth bear.
I don't, you know, honestly, I don't think we could, I don't think we could take a sloth bear.
They're like 3 feet tall.
Yeah, but there's still bears.
You're talking about a sun bear?
What was Baloo?
Sun bear, is that what it's called?
Ooh,
like the ones they had in the Portland Zoo?
Hey, what was Baloo?
Baloo was a Asiatic black bear, I think.
Really?
What a weird fact to just have locked away.
I know.
I just made that up. I don't
know. Did you just make that up?
I'm assuming that's what he is.
Yeah, okay. Well, I feel like Baloo, a Baloo-sized bear, is still terrifying.
Yeah.
If Baloo was angry.
That's like still 600 pounds, right?
What do I feel like I have a better chance against escaping from? I would say a bear, because I feel like if I went up a tree, a tiger would definitely do it. A bear might, you know?
Bears can climb trees. Bears like, for real.
I know very little.
Yeah,
I know I hate sharks and swimming, that's my worst case scenario.
I'm sharks number one out of the question. There's done. You're open water. What are you gonna do?
I mean,
there's no escaping.
Let's say there was like a cavern or cave that you could maybe duck in
that I could choose to die in.
You just basically put yourself into a Dutch oven for the sharks to just come.
Yeah.
Remember that you were automatically
look
assuming
at this cavern of treats
that it's like a great white shark.
Yeah.
Or a tiger shark or a hammerhead
shark. A bull
shark,
we might be able to fight
off.
But
like,
or like
sand shark. It's a 2 foot long thing and like you could.
No. This is a great white shark.
Oh, you're done. No, that's game over.
Yeah.
So then
so
it's
not
between
a shark.
The tiger or the bear.
Tiger
right?
and the bear.
Bears are also way faster than most people think. They run like 30 miles an hour, right?
They're bears super bears fast. Super fast. Yeah.
Really?
But I feel like if I had a stick, I could maybe like get it to go away. If a tiger wants to eat you, you're done. A stick's not going to do anything.
Yeah. You can't wave your arms there's protocol for bears. There's not protocol for tigers.
Yeah, you just
I've
die,
been told what to do in the event of a bear. Tigers?
If I see a tiger in the wild, I'm just going to just cry. You're done.
It's partially like, would you like to burn to death or freeze to death? I mean, you're still going to die. It's like, in any of those scenarios, you're probably going to die. But the bear...
You think you can survive one of these?
I think the bear is your best chance, and it's not like good chance.
Yeah.
It's just your best one.
It's just a better one.
Well, see, okay, so here's my logic.
Okay.
I feel like you could surprise a tiger. Like, I feel like you could run a little bit. I feel like you could run a little bit and then maybe turn around and, like, bop it on the nose, and it would be surprise. Yeah. Whereas a bear is too inquisitive. Like, a tiger is going to want to kill you, so maybe you can surprise it. But a bear, I saw a video where a bear opened a car door. People were out. They were waiting for the bear. It came around.
Pulled
and
the driver out. Carjacked the car.
No.
Took off with his sandwiches.
It was a stick shift. It was amazing.
Hand to God, let me tell you, it was this old couple in an old Lincoln like boat type situation,
right.
And these bears, like the mom and then some cubs or maybe just some younger bears, mm-hmm. were walking, and so people stopped their car, and so the bear didn't just cross over the road. The bear started to walk down the road, so it's passing some cars, and this video shows this couple who are obviously in a car, mm-hmm. looking over as the bear is passing by this old Lincoln with these two very obvious old people, mm-hmm. sitting in the front seat. And then the couple remarks, "Man, I hope they lock their doors." The bear turns around and then uses its snout to open the door. And there's an audible gasp like, lock your door. I'm telling you. Here's another thing. If it's a tiger, chances are they're gonna kill you quick.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure a bear will.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Tigers are so athletic. Like, bears are athletic, but tigers are so fast and efficient. I seen a video of a dude on the back of an elephant, and it leapt 40 feet up or whatever, however tall that is, onto the elephant and took the dude off and snatched his life. I've seen that with my own eyes.
The other thing is that a tiger's going to go right for your jugular.
Yeah.
And you, I mean, it will not be a fun process. You probably go into shock pretty fast.
Do they bite the back of the neck or the under?
I think they just go right.
It's the back of the neck because you know what? I saw a tiger do that to an alligator, like a seriously big alligator.
Yeah.
Like a tiger took it out.
That's their go-to move.
Yeah, just took it out.
Tigers are scarier than lions, too. They're bigger.
Yeah.
Ooh. Tigers are bigger than lions?
Tigers are bigger than lions.
So between lions, tigers, and bears.
I'm picking the bear, I think.
Okay.
But if you're talking about like a big, like Alaskan grizzly, that's...
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to fight any of these creatures is the problem. Yeah, so what's your best...
You're asking me how I want to die.
No, and then how, like, if you want to run. So,
I'm passing myself in honey and just giving up. Yeah. Just come on, Baloo.
I'll tell you like this, though. Now let's talk about like a smaller animal maybe you could take. Okay. I feel like it's in the realm of possibility to take a hyena. Now still dangerous.
Yeah, here's the problem. Hyenas have a stronger bite than bears, lions, and tigers.
Are you serious?
It's immense. It's
watching Animal Planet?
I want to ask this question. I used to watch Animal Face Off on Animal Planet when I was younger.
Are you serious?
And they were like the leopard versus the gorilla, and they would simulate battles.
Scotty's been waiting for this conversation.
I have friends, and they're like the weirdest people in the world. Lovely people. I mean, really lovely, also really weird. And they bought this like thing with like stuffed animals. Like real animals that were taxidermied, and a couple of them were hyenas. I thought hyenas are like a yellow lab.
No.
Oh, no, they're much bigger than that.
They're huge.
They're much bigger than I thought they were.
Yeah.
Like, they're like wolves. They're big animals.
Yeah.
Think about this. They bite through the femur of, like, large bison.
Oh, wow. They
can bite through that bone. That's the strongest bone in any animal's body. So I can't imagine. Yeah. You take a jab or you try to kick a hyena, and it just...
Yeah,
it's
just
broken.
Remember that a 10-pound cat, if it was attacking a human being, has a really good chance.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
we're
like not the
hyenas.
I have to
don't
tell
mess
this
around.
Very
now.
Terrible story. I have to tell this very terrible story. So I went on an online date.
Oh no!
Yeah, you know what? We're gonna save this for the next segment. Let me tell you something. To the effect of the cat, this is an absolute true story.
Worst case scenario situation.
This is an absolute true story.
I shouldn't be alive.
And this was probably one of the worst Tinder, I don't know if it was Tinder or Grindr dates.
I can't wait.
Full of trauma. Folks, you're listening to KXRW Vancouver. the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm Savannah.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Steven.
And for God's sakes, we'll be right back.
Big thank you to our founding partners at Morrell Inc. Print and Marketing for their ongoing support of community radio. Morrell Inc. is a woman-owned, union-staffed, state-of-the-art print shop that since 1993 has offered high-quality, creative, and innovative printing and marketing solutions. Morrell Inc.'s experienced staff creates partnerships with their clients and uses the latest technologies to meet their needs. More information about which of Morrell Inc.'s products, printing, and marketing strategies will best serve your next project and budget can be found at morrellinc.com. That's MORELINK.com.
Yeah. You're listening to the Rogue Apostle Show on KXRW Vancouver. I'm Savannah.
I'm Scott.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Steven.
Okay, so we've been traversing through the animal kingdom here, and we've come down to cats. Okay, no, I have to tell you this story. So, I went on this, I believe it was a Grindr date. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I believe it was a Grindr date. And so, like, I show up, and we're just, you know, kicking it, you know, whatever, and this person has a cat that they just adopted.
Oh no.
It's a big black cat, and it's just kind of yowling and whatnot, and you know he's telling me just to, you know, ignore the cat or whatever, and I'm you know, here's the thing, I know kind of animal behavior.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here and I'm like, man, this cat seems like it is in distress. Now this cat has come up to me many a times, and just been, you know, kind of purring or whatever. But this cat really seems distressed around this person.
Okay.
And that's how we got to that. Okay. They just adopted this cat or whatnot. So somewhere, I had been at that house up for about like maybe 35, 45 minutes.
Sure.
Okay.
He has moved this cat because this cat has been positioning themselves between me and him.
Okay.
And so at some point, this cat attacks the owner.
Oh, my goodness.
Full on is attacking this like... drawn blood and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. Angry kitty.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it was around this time where they're trying to, where they're getting this cat and putting it in like the room, and this cat is like going full banana. So this person has like
all over.
It's terrible. I'm just kind of like, oh my goodness, what is happening?
Yeah.
Now it's around this time that I'm just finally like kind of paying attention to like what's around the house. Now this person is white, right? Okay. But I on the corner of my eye, and I didn't see this part of the, there is this, this person is into voodoo.
To jail.
No,
that's two strikes.
Yeah, hold on. So
black cat voodoo.
Amber white. Okay.
So, so I'm sitting here and I'm just kind of like, and I'm like, wait a minute. I know this because I'm fifth generation Jamaican. So I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And so they're telling me that they just got this cat and how it's like, because they've used the word familiar like twice now.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm just like, okay, well, I don't, you know what I mean? I'm
so you're
like,
too familiar with the word familiar.
Yeah, yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Wait, are you like saying this like wasn't a cat? It was actually a person?
I'm telling you.
Familiar like a warlock?
I'm telling you that this cat had a serious personality of its own.
Yeah.
And I can't be sure. But you know what? I'm telling you right now, I got the hell up out of there.
Yeah, that's what happened to their last partner. Yeah. You did the right thing.
I got up out of there. But here's the really messed up part. So they had a book at, and I felt bad because I think they knew I was never coming back. So they let me borrow a book, and it was the Joy of Gay Sex. This was the book.
That was their move.
That was their move.
That's the comic.
And you know, I feel so bad because I never returned that book. I never returned that book. But yes, so to answer your question, a large black cat could, I don't know if you could, I don't know if you could take it.
Here's the thing with cat, like a big like house cat, let's say, that's still puntable. I'm going.
No, I'm telling you, Steven is absolutely correct.
A tabby cat.
Wait, did you ever see the video? There's like some woman and she's got a dog and it's a snowy thing and so there's some cat and she starts trying to kick at the cat and like just like shoo it away.
Oh yeah, I think I've seen that. Yeah.
And it jumps like, up right around her neck and starts tearing her, and the dog looks at it and is like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah. You're on your own. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I saw a video where a woman, a small girl was being attacked by a raccoon, and then the mom came outside.
Oh, I just saw the same video.
The mom came outside to get the raccoon off the girl.
Yeah.
And that raccoon. Let me tell you something. I'm from DC, and New York. You know this. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they are prevalent they are.
Raccoons.
They're pretty.
No. But raccoons get.
They're pretty
big.
Yeah.
Big. Yeah. Raccoons get so big. I don't know if we could take a raccoon. I'm not sure humans can take anything, actually, without a weapon.
No. Well, that's why we have weapons. That's what lost most of those fights.
Is it one raccoon or all his 10 kids?
Puppy?
What is a baby raccoon called?
You know what? I was watching this guy on YouTube, and I don't know if this guy's still alive or not, but he was feeding raccoons on his front porch, mm-hmm. and like it started with like one raccoon.
Yeah, sure. But then they
you go to YouTube right now and you go hot dogs, man, raccoons, and he's got a squad of like
trained to the wrong website,
trained attack 60 raccoons.
Yeah,
that's insane.
They're not trained. They're very wild, and they like get mad at you and like, you know, very smart animals.
I love raccoons because they have little hands. They wash their food. It's very unnerving.
That's sea otters.
Lots of animals do that. If you have bowl of water, like my grandpa lives in Ocean Shores a long time ago, and there was a trove of raccoons that lived in the forest, and they would come over and they kept stealing the dog food. So he eventually just put a bowl for the appeasing the tribal raccoons.
Yeah.
But they would wash it in the bowl of water to make sure their food's clean, and then they would eat it. It's very strange.
Wow.
There's about 10 of them. And then we called one Chungus because he was about
size.
20. Huge. He was probably about a 20-pound raccoon. It was big.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. They don't stop growing. I'm telling you right now, Portland rats, same thing. Oh, man.
You know, I had a professor.
Passive-aggressive Portland rat.
And she was great. She said, I love nature. That's why I don't go anywhere near nature.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you like animals, stay away from them.
Yeah. You know what would make them like you more? Not knowing you exist.
No. You know what, though? Again, crows. I feel like crows are like, really, really smart. And I don't think we could take crows. Because enough of them.
Oh, enough of them? Yeah. They pick you apart.
I have a thing with crows, which is, because I have crows, and they come and they dip their food in my gutter because it doesn't drain really well, so there's water in it.
Uh-huh.
And if you are really nice to crows, they'll start bringing you shiny things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and my thing is, like, I don't want them to rely on me, and I don't want them to dislike me, so I'm always very careful to be very neutral.
Yeah.
I don't look at them. I don't talk to them. I leave them alone. You know, I don't bug them. I don't chew them off. And even now, like, there was a cat in my neighborhood that is a horrible cat that I hate, but I'm like, you got to go away. This isn't working out. But I never, like, throw anything at it or do anything to, like, really.
No, they remember.
Yeah. Absolutely. Look, this isn't working out. Like, really.
I'm telling you about the war that's brewing right now that I saw down in Portland. It was actually near, it was a park near Lake Oswego. Mm-hmm. At this park, I'm telling you, I can't make this up. So I'm at this park. And I'm noticing, like, my nemesis are Canadian geese.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're awful.
You know what I mean? But the crows there are like pretty huge and they run in some really big numbers. I saw a gang war between Canadian geese and these crows. Wow. And it was serious.
That's amazing. I've seen crows harass hawks.
Oh, yeah.
Because hawks will hang up on their own and the crows will just keep dive bombing out of it. But, like, wow, geese against crows, that's a good Netflix movie right there.
Yeah, it's like Cowboys versus Aliens.
Coming soon.
I wonder what would happen.
Coming soon, turf war in the sky.
Yeah. No, it was pretty
sky
intense.
Turf.
Folks, you're listening to the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm Savannah.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Steven.
And we'll be right back.
KXRW Radio would like to help spread the word about food availability. Head to ClarkCountyFoodBank.org and click on Find Food to access a map and printable list of pantry locations throughout the region where you can go to pick up food and take it home. That's ClarkCountyFoodBank.org.
Have you always wanted to buy a washing machine and support affordable housing at the same time? Well, now you can at the Clark County Habitat for Humanity store. They have furniture, appliances, building materials, rugs, paint, flooring, tile, and tons of other new and gently used items. Every purchase supports home building projects right here in Clark County. You can donate your own things too. Or better yet, you can call 360-213-1313. That's 360-213-1313, and they'll come pick them up from your home. The Clark County Habitat for Humanity store is located on Southeast 2nd Street near the corner of Mill Plain and I-205. They have everything and the kitchen sink.
Welcome back to the Rogue and Ponzo Show. I'm Savannah.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Steven.
All right. So we just got done talking about the turf war between crows and Canadian geese. And, you know, honestly, I don't know who to pick on this one. I mean, both are equally kind of scary in large numbers, I feel like. But you know what? Here's what I will say. I will say I don't understand why pigeons still, how on the evolutionary scale, how do pigeons still exist? Because they are the dumbest bird I have seen in such a long time.
But they're adaptable, and they just have figured out that humans will give them stuff. They'll give them food.
Okay.
So they just go around where humans are.
Come on, though. How is it that, like, for hawks and just, like, you know, like, they just don't pick pigeons up? You know what I mean? Like, pigeons are just the dumbest animals.
They're sky rats.
You know something?
Sky rats. Wow, that's a good one.
I've read a bunch of stuff recently where there were, like, large amounts of Allied forces in World War I that would have been wiped out if it wasn't for carrier pigeons.
Yeah. That's different. Carrier pigeons are different.
But they're smart enough to go back home or whatever they do.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Tyson raises pigeons.
I feel like pigeons are the bird that sits on the couch and just gets home and cracks a beer.
Yeah.
They're just chilling. Yeah. They're just lazy. I feel like they look lazy.
Yeah. Has anybody ever had pigeon droppings land on their head?
No.
I have.
I'm fighting I don't like pigeons. I'm fighting a pigeon if I get pooped.
You're from New York, though, so that happens all the time.
It happened to me, and it shaped me.
Actually, they call that Tuesday. I will tell you this, though. I will tell you this. The difference between a New York pigeon and the difference between a Portland pigeon is 100%. A New York pigeon is not messing around.
Yeah.
Portland pigeons are dumb as marbles. Crows, I just, if I were a crow, I would just indiscriminately just
pick them off.
Pick off pigeons because they're just fighting for the same, you know, fighting for the same resources.
Shiny objects.
You know what I mean?
Crows can use tools. I don't know if you've seen these.
Dude,
crows are so smart.
So smart. They can decipher between colors and shapes.
Mm-hmm.
They can be taught. I mean, pretty much to about a 5-year-old kid, that kind of capacity.
They recognize faces, which is, I think, a really big thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you do a crow dirty, they will remember you.
Yes.
And they will target you with their whole crew.
Yeah.
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 They call it murder. Don't mess with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
It's not called a piece of crows.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't know. Does anyone remember Dumbo? The movie Dumbo. Okay. Do you remember the crows?
Gosh, let's talk about the crows from not Dumbo. The crows from this is me and Savannah. You guys can
I'm gonna sit here and not talk.
Me and Zane have this conversation.
No, wait a second. Did you guys ever see Heckle and Jekyll?
Heckle and Jekyll.
So they were, I guess they were crows, but they were called the magpies.
Okay.
But they were the crows.
Sure. Yeah.
And they were like, it was one of those things that was like insane 50s cartoons.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And so they weren't
unlike
some Disney was like, well, basically most of those animals are darker, so they must be some sort of racist stereotype. Heckle and Jekyll wasn't like that. They were just like, no, these crazy magpies and...
It wasn't Disney. if it was racist, it was Disney.
What I'm saying. This is the problem. It's like you go back and you go like, yeah, I don't know if it was Amos and Andy. Was that racist?
I have a question.
No, it was racist.
I have a question, Savannah. Would you feel more comfortable if they overdubbed those crows with white people? If they overdubbed those crows from Dumbo with white people?
So this is something here. Okay, so when I first saw Dumbo, like, the crows were my favorite part. Like, I was too young to know
that
it was absolutely racist.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, I was just like, because here's the thing. And this is the story of America. Like, as racist as they made those crows, those crows were the only reason why that why Dumbo flew. Right there. They were the only reason. They were the only reason.
They taught him to fly, right?
They taught Dumbo to fly.
Really?
And just like every other
And then Dumbo
movie,
took all the credit.
Yeah. And so like, and
so
like,
Dumbo's Elvis.
Well, here's the thing. Like, so all of these movies literally are just like, like Bagger Vance or the Green Mile, like the magical Negroes everywhere.
Yes, I know these.
Yeah, everywhere, all the time.
I wasn't raised by white people, and I know all these movies.
I can't remember who it was, but there was a comic that I remember seeing, and he talked about he ran into a friend of his who was a black comic, mm-hmm. and he was like in the Midwest somewhere. And he was like, I'm gonna totally punk this guy. So he decides he's gonna put together a racist basket for his friend.
Oh, like, that comic. No. I saw that. Yeah, yeah, I saw
and
that.
And he's
one.
and he gets it. And so then he tells people what he's doing, and they're like, man, that's messed up. But if you are gonna put black people,
I saw this.
Like, how could you do that? But also, you should
can't
put that
remember
in that
the
basket.
Comedian.
Gabriel Iglesias.
And it was
all
stuff like, it
was, oh yeah,
was that Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yes,
was,
like,
I just
like,
yeah.
you know, like cocoa butter and like and certain types of, and it was like some like
you put a mini watermelon,
like, could have been like great knee high and all this stuff. And the guy gets it and he waits like a couple of beats, and the guy's like, oh my god, and he just barges into the room and he's like. I was like, oh, man, you totally got me. Because, like, I was like, this is so racist. Also, I love all this stuff. You know, it's one of these. This is the thing. It's like people don't realize if you want to be able to make fun of your friends, like, you know, stereotypes.
Yeah.
And they can get affordable housing and get good jobs, they won't mind
joking
with them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If this was easily solved, I've figured out that you can't joke about the things you can't fix. Think about it.
Yeah.
Can't joke about
the things
you can't fix.
And you can't kick down.
Anything you can't fix is like, you know, don't. So, yeah, no, I definitely... Okay, so you said cocoa butter. I didn't know what cocoa butter was because I had a white family. So my mom just kind of gave it to me and was like... I don't know. I saw this at one of their houses, and I just kind of left me with
their houses.
So I'm not sure where I'm supposed to put it. I still don't know, Savannah. Please let me know.
Yeah, no. So cocoa butter goes on those very very ashy parts of the elbow. Oh yeah. Well,
I'm so white that
you just have it in case of emergency.
Exactly.
This show has gone off the rails.
Also, I just want to retract. You saved that because that was about 10 seconds from us never having another episode.
I got your back.
As soon as he said Dumbo, I was like, I don't want to talk about this.
He took it right from
me. Yeah.
Folks, you've been listening to The Rogue Apostles Show on KXRW Vancouver. I'm Savannah.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Steven.
And we'll see you next time.